Hello.
Hi, it's Rachel from Independent Home Care.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so I did receive your ID. Thank you so much. So for medical, I'm not sure if you got the email I had sent to you. I just, like, resent it just so you can have it. So for your certificate, I don't need it. I just checked it up in the registry, and I got it there. For your medicals, we're going to need a physical exam, so if you can get that from your doctor. And then do you know if you had the MMR vaccine twice?
Yes, I believe I have.
Okay, so then, sorry. So vaccination records would be fine for that.
Okay.
And then we're going to need a QuantiFERON or a PPV. That's for, like, TB.
Yes.
Have you done that as well?
I have not had one of those done in a while, I don't think.
Okay. Okay, so do you think you'll be able to get an appointment by your doctor for that?
Yeah.
Okay, I suggest doing the QuantiFERON because a PPV you have to go back twice, and it's a headache. A QuantiFERON is just like a blood test.
Okay, yes. I think I did the blood test last time.
Okay. Just double check if it was within a year, because it might
okay.
be. Okay. And then how about the flu shot? Did you decline it or?
Yes, I do not get the flu shot.
Okay, so let me just double check and see if it's correct on the application. Hold on. Okay, so on the application, okay, all good. So you declined it. And then a drug screen. Have you done that? Have you ever done
a drug screen? Yeah.
Okay. So did you do it by your, do you have the results with you?
No, I would have to get another one done. It's been probably almost a year, I'm not sure, from my current employer.
Okay. I mean, if it's within the year, then it should be fine.
Okay.
Okay, so if you can get that, like, if you emailed it, did you do it through your doctor or was it through the employer?
Through the employer.
Oh, okay. Do you think you'll be able to get the results or do you want to just do it again?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I can do it again.
Okay. Okay, so I guess, also, for the physical, would you like me to send you a form or send a form to your doctor, or do you want to just ask your doctor by yourself? Which one would be better for you?
Can you just email me it?
Sure. I can email you a form that your doctor can fill out.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess for the drug screen, once I have your physical, I can schedule you for the drug screen. Okay. We can schedule you for it.
Okay.
Through mobile health.
Okay.
So I'm just going to add you to the portal and call you back once I can schedule you. And I guess, and you want me to send you the form for your doctor, right? Okay. So I'll send
yeah,
you
that's
the
how
form.
It'll be faster.
Okay. I'll send you the form and hopefully we can get everything soon. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then one more thing is the reference letters.
Okay. How do I do that? I tried to go in there, but do I have to... Can I print them off and have them filled out and then send you a picture?
Sure. So either you can reach out to your references and just ask them to give me, like, a short letter, or you can just send them this template. Like, you can print it, you can send them, you know, the template but in itself, through email, whichever way. I just want to make sure that you have whom to send it to, like a professional one and a personal one.
Yes, I have to. I just can't figure out how to get them to
okay.
them and back to you.
So what you can do is just send them this, like copy the template and just send it in an email, or you can print it. So whichever way is easier for
okay.
you. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, great. Just keep me posted, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.